Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. It's been part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Deborah Fine is back. Deborah is a longtime member of our brain trust. 16 years she's been hanging out with us. We got her right out of high school. She's a keynote speaker. She's a best-selling author. She's one of the top communications experts I know. She's the author of Beyond Texting, The Fine Art of Face-to-Face Communication for Teenagers. Also, The Fine Art of Small Talk. She's our good friend, Deborah Fine. Welcome back.
Thank you, Jim. Great to be here. And hello to all fellow small business people listening today.
It's good to have you back. So yeah. you've
How's
just come
going?
Through.
That's the question. That's the small talk, right? It's not small talk anymore. It's big talk. How's it going?
That's exactly right. And so, I mean, you're a small business owner just like the rest of us. And you and I have a little different product than the typical Main Street company. But your business has been impacted by the coronavirus. You had to learn how to deal with people in the two-dimensional world of virtual rather than the three-dimensional universe of face-to-face. What's your advice to us?
Oh, a couple things. Those that are interacting virtually, whether it's to host a meeting for your team or to be participated in a board, you might sit on a board, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or be part of the chamber or a local Rotary Club or whatever you're doing. Just a couple of things is the biggest thing is eye contact. You know, there's that camera eye, and if anybody's as vain as me, I don't know why I'm so vain, Jim, because I have no reason to be vain, but nonetheless, I can't seem to stop from looking at myself. You know.
Well, so, I can see that. I've seen your picture.
No,
I've seen your face.
No, I need to not look at me or my hair or whatever. I need to look at that little camera eye. You know, that light. You have to find it. You know, it's different
places.
If you'll just look at the
camera eye, the screen. But here's what's crazy, folks. You might think, well, if you haven't done a lot of this, you might think, well, duh, of course you would. But, folks, and I know you've done this too, Deborah, I have had Zoom calls, video calls with people, and for whatever reason, they were looking at a 45-degree angle from me. They were looking askance.
Right.
They were not looking at the screen. And of course, in some cases, they were not friends. They were, you know, people I was trying to get to know or meet or do business with. I couldn't say, hey, dummy, look at the camera. You know, I had to do the whole call looking at his ear.
Right. Well, that's another thing. And, you know, I mean, we're not talking today about just plain old manners, but, you know, I really don't need to see anybody eat. Do you, Jim?
No.
I mean, I know. We went out to lunch and that was great, but it's different now. Everybody's in the spotlight and that brings me to something else, you know.
Because when you're in the screen, folks, you actually seeing people shove food in their mouth. And that's
right,
just not,
exactly.
or being too close to the camera so I can count the nose hairs, right? I don't want to do that either.
Right. But that brings up something else, I think, that those of us that are, or especially people that are listening, that are leaders, you know, that lead an effort. They may be head up or be a manager at a bank. They may do the same for any kind of small business, a communications endeavor, whatever it may be. Is be aware that for some people this can be very awkward to be on screen like that because you feel like you're in the spotlight.
Right.
Because even if 10 of us would sit at a conference table and you held a meeting, that was one thing. But now it looks like everybody is looking at us.
Right.
When we talk, even when we don't talk. And so to be super sensitive of people that may be introverted or struggle with that as well. It's been a year now, right, Jim? And so some of these goofy games and icebreakers, I think we're worn out from all that kind of stuff,
mm-hmm.
right? But what's key is, just like in any relationship, is just what you did with me before we went on air. You know, when you say, how's it going, Deborah, you mean it. You don't mean for me to say, fine. You mean for me to give you an answer. And I think that we all have to think about spending at least a couple minutes with people now, really finding out how they're doing and how they're holding up. Or, you know, and you don't have to say even how you're holding up. You can say something as simple as, catch me up. It's been, you know, 6 months or a year since we last spoke. You know, what's new with your business?
Is the vaccine, is asking about the vaccine appropriate? Have you had your shots?
You know, I don't know if it's a I'm struggling with that because, but here's my problem. I'm just like, let's
it comes up all the time.
Talk about.
It's,
I know.
It's
I think
the first
it's private,
topic
actually.
Every time. All the time.
I know. I agree, Jim, and it's wearing thin. as far as like, there must be other things to talk about. Like, what's new? I mean, what's new with your family? Or catch me up. So I've decided it's sort of a conversation killer. I did hear myself say. Now, this wasn't business. This was my women's book club that I've been in for over 30 years. Huh. I did say about 20 minutes into chit-chat, because it was all about either the vaccine and or just COVID-related, I said, hey, let's talk about something else. You know, we all talk about this all day.
Right.
Let's talk about something else, like catch us up what's new in your life, or what are you looking forward to the most, or what's been the silver lining, which is one of my favorite questions to ask people when I have time to visit with them.
Right.
When I was with a client on the phone yesterday from Ring Central, and I said to her, you know, but she let me know she had time to chat. You know, we were catching up
right.
because she was considering me for an engagement, and I said, you know, so what's been the silver lining, Lisa? I mean, it's a good question because it takes
in fact, I'd like to talk about that.
Negative.
I'd like to talk about that more in the next segment. That's an excellent thing to do in the next segment. But this is really important. One of the points you're making is, it kind of depends on who the other person is on the other line. Is this a person you've never met before? You're trying to be on your best behavior. Is this a customer you can cut up with? Is it your best friend you can insult and they'll still call you back? You know, it depends on who you are, but you can't treat everybody the same, can you?
No, you can't. And you have to be cognizant of the interaction. Nonetheless, if we're talking about business right now, we still need to cultivate those connections. We can't, you know, more
right.
than ever, we need our customers. We need to value them and acknowledge them and get to know them and build relationships with them, referral sources, all of that.
It's no different than face-to-face. I mean, everything we just said about how you behave with three different groups of people, we did the same thing face-to-face, right? If we were taking either one of those groups,
right.
customer, prospect, or a friend to lunch, you did the same thing. But now there's technology between you, and that's something that we all have to deal with. I want to talk about the silver lining thing. I think that's really important to think about after the break. We're not going to play Pollyanna's Great Game, but I do think there's some benefit in talking about silver linings. We're going to come right back with our good friend Deborah Fine, the author of The Fine Art of Small Talk.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.